Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Pensacola, Florida, it's time for Pensacola Business Radio. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody. I've got Scott Epsher here, CEO of Shift Pixie Incorporated, on the other line with us today. Scott, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Keith. Good afternoon. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. So it's raining here. It's sunny there, yeah?
It is sunny here. I'm sorry to hear, although it sounded like you guys might have needed the rain.
You know, only if it would cool it off, but it doesn't.
Yeah.
So. All right, man. So tell me about Shift Pixie. What brought you to this new adventure in your life?
Sure. I would say about 2 years ago, a conversation between our co-founder, Steve, and I started. We both had backgrounds in the employer services industry, and we were both kind of going about it in a slightly different fashion. In Steve's particular case, he was very entrenched with the restaurant and hospitality trades. And one of the subjects of our conversation was the Affordable Care Act and its impact on different industries. And I think the conventional wisdom a few years ago was, well, let's just wait and see what happens as it makes its way through the courts. As we get a new Congress in there, maybe this isn't even worth getting too close to. It was too toxic, and it may not look the same when it comes through this legal and more scrutiny from Congress. Turns out that it didn't impact anything. And while everybody was watching, there were penalties that were a part of the slow roll of this, and those are arriving in the marketplace today. So in Steve's particular case, he said, I'm not going to wait for this to happen. I'm going to get involved early and see if we can't come up with a strategy. So a little over a year ago, he called me. He said, I've got it, and I think we have a solution. And that was really the birth of Shift Pixie.
So what is the solution then?
Well, what we were doing was responding to the knee-jerk reaction on the part of restaurant owners to say that, all right, so in order for us to remain compliant, instead of having full-time employees, we push everybody to part-time or 29 hours. Well, in theory, that's a great structural move, but it leaves you with a problem in that you've got to find a lot more people now that are able and willing to work 29 hours. So that was kind of the rub. So Steve's conversations with some of his restaurant owner clients went this way. You have shift problems. You have a need for more people to work 29 hours. Client B, you have the same problem. What if we were to take and match your shift gaps with Client B's employees, let them pick up those additional shifts? And what if Client B, we made your shift gaps available for Client A's employees? And that was the birth of Shift Pixie, the idea of people being able to go into a single ecosystem and pick shifts from other local, geographically local, and also shifts that matched up with people's particular skill sets.
Okay, so as a former chef, I'm gonna just dig real deep here, because
sure.
I've lived in the restaurant world. So now I'm hanging out in my kitchen, and I've got my prep guys going, and or I've got my servers, you know, running the floors, and we're in between meals. I've got strangers coming in my back door that don't know the business or that I may not even know their faces. How does this work?
Well, here's your first challenge. Your first challenge is now that management or ownership of the restaurant has come in and said, listen, Keith, we got to do this. We've got to, in order for us to survive, we got to push everybody to 29 hours. So you got to get some more people in here. And you think, great, I get it. I'll go start looking for those. So maybe you find them, maybe you don't. But as soon as you do, you're going to, as you go through the recruiting apparatus, whatever your recruiting apparatus, whatever your screening and vetting apparatus would be, and all your training apparatus, to maybe come up dry, or maybe only come up with one or two candidates. And now you got to also go through the employee onboarding process. You got to get them their applications filled out, their employee forms filled out, everything filled out so that they can start working. In the Shift Pixie ecosystem, you'll be able to find people that probably already have a really high resemblance to what you're looking for anyway. They'll already be in the system from an application and paperwork standpoint. So all you have to do is bring them in for a shift. If you don't like them, it doesn't work out. It's not the skill set you needed. You're only making a one shift commitment instead of an employment commitment. So it's a lot more flexibility on the employer operating side of the business to be able to access contingent workers as you need them.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, taking out all of the, you know, as a chef, the last thing we ever wanted to do is paperwork. So to take out all of that stuff, and like you said, the countless hours and training and retention and all that stuff that's removing a lot of resistance for you.
Yep.
So how do the, if I'm signed up on Shift Pixie to take shifts as a, what do you call them if you're an employer, and what do you call them if you're an employee? Is it the same?
All right. On the job provider side, we call them providers. And on the shift worker side, we call them shifters. That's our term for them. So shifters get introduced to opportunities within their proximity and that line up with their skill set. Job providers are able to take a look at those people that best fit the profile that they've launched in the system for the shift that they need.
Okay, and you're saying these are all very geographically specific locations, and
it's much like an Uber type app for part time.
And I can tell you, the hospitality industry, especially, they're a very tight knit group. So we know the other guys and what they're cooking usually. So walking into their isn't always as far off as leaving the country.
Well, I think that was one of the reasons that this attracted us, because we saw that the skill sets pretty well stack very nicely, and that from a hiring standpoint, if you're a chef in one location, you know that if somebody comes to you that has experience in a place across town, say, yeah, those people generally pretty much line up with what we're doing from a cuisine standpoint or from a service standpoint.
Right.
So that's why we really like focusing on the restaurant and hospitality trades as well, because the skills lined up very well.
All right. Okay. So now you said you started all of this as some, the way to fix some problems of the Affordable Care Act. And by the way, when anyone hears those three words, they don't even know where to start. Right. Because so much in there, but so how does, you guys handle the administrative costs? How does this fix those problems, not only for the shifters, but for the employers?
Well, what's happening for the employers, again, Shift Pixie is kind of a solution to the knee jerk of just pushing everyone to 29 hours. It was, like I said, tactically, it solves their compliance problem, but it doesn't solve their employee population problem. They're still going to need more people now because they still have a certain number of man hours to get their service out for whatever service it might have to be. So this addresses that issue, the availability of contingent workers. For us, what happens once they become a shifter inside our ecosystem, when they hit that level of full-time equivalence, now they're able to access those benefits that they'd be entitled to under the Affordable Care Act. And so now that burden of the Affordable Care Act compliance falls onto Shift Pixie, because they're essentially our employees for that purpose, mm-hmm. and shifts away from the restaurateur. So everybody's still compliant, and everybody's still getting what they need in the relationship.
All right. So does that mean that on the Shift Pixie side of things, you guys can help them with the health coverage and go through that?
That's correct.
You guys offer benefits.
Yes, we do. Yes, all correct across the board. So when they hit that level of full-time equivalence as dictated by the Affordable Care Act, they're offered those benefits.
Very cool. So what
everybody wins.
Yeah, I was going to say, let's check on that. So what does my payroll person say when I look at her and I say, hey, by the way, we've got 20 new people that are rotating shifts for the next month? What happens there?
Well, what happens is Shift Pixie actually produces and runs the payroll. So we become part of that back office architecture for the job provider. That's how we're able to manage and make sure everything's compliant. We're able to also do load balancing within the system. There's an algorithm to make sure that if there's somebody in the schedule that's approaching that 29 hours, that they don't have access to those additional shifts, but they have shifts available to them elsewhere in the system. So it's always load balanced on the job provider side. So we provide all that architecture, the payrolling, the workers' compensation coverage, all the related taxes, employer-related taxes, all of that gets metered on our system, through our system.
Fantastic. I know she'd be happy to hear that.
Yes, she would.
So do you guys see yourself expanding into some other areas or industries?
Yes, we are. In fact, we have a public offering that's in motion right now under Reg A+. Our investment banker is W.R. Hambrick in San Francisco. And part of our use of proceeds that's noted there is that it's for geographic expansion. So our next markets are that we're dropping into are going to be the New York tri-state area via New York, Chicago to drop into the Midwest, Orlando to make sure we're servicing both coasts of Florida, and then also Dallas to enter the market in Texas, in addition to our location here in Southern California.
And are you going to add any other industries with this style of scheduling?
We are. This is a perfect infrastructure for any industry that's used to delivering and managing its business with shift work or part-time labor. So as an example, the healthcare industry is a very good place for us to play as well. They have similar challenges. They have similar scheduling and employee access issues. The transportation industry is also one of those. There's other service industries that are all, this is a dominant issue for them. So we're right now the focus is on restaurant and hospitality, but you'll see us over the next year or so start to include more vertical markets.
Very neat. And what's new for you, man?
I said,
what's new for you? Where's your next step? You got to go world traveling, don't you?
Hey, that's the thing. Yeah. Now we've got an investor roadshow that starts in the next couple of weeks. So we'll be spending a lot of time on the road talking to the institutional investment community. There's also some, obviously, when we talk about opening these offices, we've got to hit the road and be present in those markets as well. So a lot of travel on the near horizon here.
So as you guys expand, how is that going to happen? Because there's only one of you, so you can't go living in five markets, right?
Well, we've been doing a pretty good job of. We've been in business. We turned the lights on in July of last year, so we're celebrating our first birthday here, and we've done pretty well to this point. And what we've spent a lot of time doing is focused on the development of people, their skills, and their ability to exercise within the system that we've created, with the hope of being able to move people out into these offices when we open them up to help not just transport culture, but also transport the workflows and all the client engagement and processes that we've scripted into our system.
Man, you got your hands full, don't you?
We do. It's all good.
I've got a feeling that this adds to the lowering of some unemployment in a bunch of these cities, doesn't it?
I think it does too. I think, a lot of the unemployment numbers or employment numbers that you're seeing out there, or the job growth numbers, are really as much part-time job growth as it is full-time job growth. So we're probably going to draft in that mix there. Our focus is on part-time workforces. So we're probably going to draft along in that growth. And I think what's nice about this is being able to, for a part-time worker, to be able to knit together or reassemble some of the income that they've lost over time and through these transitions in the marketplace. So we think that we're going to offer some restorative features to the part-time workforce in the United States.
Very cool, man. Excuse me. So if anybody wants to find out about any part of Shift Pixie, where do we want to send them to?
The best place right now is our website, which is Shift, as in Shift Work, S-H-I-F-T, Pixie, PIXY.com. And we've got, if anybody wants further information, we've got a tab on our contact page for if they're an investor or a business owner looking to see what the solution would look like for them, or if they're a shifter, an employee looking for shifts. We're trying to make sure that we answer everybody's inquiries.
All right. Well, Scott, I want to thank you for taking the time to hang out with us today.
Well, Keith, thank you. I appreciate taking the time.
Absolutely. We'll end up reposting your interview, and we'll get some stuff sent to you so that you have it as well. And we'll help spread the word. We're not that close to Orlando, but we all live the Disney life up here sometimes just because we live in Florida. So, but man, great talking to you, and we'll you know, get in touch with you very soon.
That sounds great. Thanks, Keith.
All right. Thanks, Scott.
Bye-bye.
So, guys, this has been Pensacola Business Radio, where business is good and your work matters.